A garden, flowers in neat rows, perfectly trimmed shrubbery, an array of vegetation bursting with color, but also fading over time. Now think of another version, a tall, new garden constructed from welded metal, lasting with little to no change, no matter the lapse of time surrounding it. Louise Nevelson's seventh-decade garden is exactly this. It contrasts and challenges the stereotypical view of the natural world. The seventh-decade garden, located on the northeast side of the Spencer Museum of Art, consists of two structures of thin, curving sheets of aluminum painted black, simulating non-organic, plant-like structures strategically placed next to each other on top of a sandstone base to grant it height, forcing viewers to look up at the stunning structure. Louise Nevelson, who created the Seventh Decade Garden when she was 70, hence the name, was very influential in her art, and she played a fundamental role in the feminist art movement. She traveled outside the small box most female artists were confined to during her time and created large, towering artworks. She created her sculptures this way to emphasize the point that she was going to be an artist. Not a female artist, not a male artist, but an artist. The Seventh Decade Garden is an excellent example of Nevelson's sculptures, which typically consists of large, curvaceous shapes tied together with a solid color, usually white, gold, or black. She described the darkest and her most used of these, black, as total color, once saying, "I fell in love with black. It contained all color. It wasn't a negation of color, it was an acceptance, because black encompasses all color. You can be quiet and it contains the whole thing." Of course, the Seventh Decade Garden is painted black, displaying the acceptance of colors within it. I believe Nevelson did not create some colorful, friendly piece, since she was conveying all of the colors in a typical garden within the monochromatic black, and that she was further emphasizing her point of feminism within her art, intentionally forcing any spectators to look up at the large construction, unlike what female artists often made during her time, though one could still look deeper into this piece. Personally, I was drawn to it by its complexity and how intricate it appeared. Upon further examination, I discovered that the two formations that tied together to create the beautiful garden were exactly the same, two identical pieces to one abstract puzzle. There was, however, also a notable empty space between the two to give the art the feel that it really is two different pieces. I interpreted that this was to show that the parts were parallel us. We come together as similar individuals and share what sets us apart from others to make something beautiful. Yet its beauty alone does not mean these things last. This piece could be telling us to make sure that whatever we do, we continue doing it and not to flake on our passions. Remember, Nevelson did not simply create a flimsy garden that will fall apart in a year or so, but a strong metal monument to individuality that will last for decades. The Seventh Decade Garden is a stunning display of Nevelson's talent in creating abstract but extremely meaningful artwork that accurately portrays many issues and ideas that still hold strong today. This has been Ian Haas with another Bulldog Podcast.